So that's having that idea for the two kinds of people to exchange the ideas or two different ways of doing a research. I am quoting a few words from the Western writers. Now, this is my own. First thing the native do, like as I do myself, one must try to put himself back into the centuries before the European sailed into this country. It could not be proper to state European discovery of northern of this continent, because no Europeans knew such a continent did existed. Everyone knew that. Even expert seafaring Norsemen did know they had sailed into the another continent. So was the Columbus. He was looking for the China, for silk. Therefore, his mistaken assumption was that he had landed somewhere in India. So he called the people that he has seen as Indians that he encountered. So we are called Indians. We know the rest. That's just part of the Western history, the way they write it, the way they have assumed it was. It is true, really. According to them, they have discovered the land. They discovered the people. The natives will have then my idea is this: the natives who have overpopulated their country or territory had to develop what it terms as civilization today. Civilization, to my definition, is knowing how to live together, utilizing resources available, learning how to live together, sharing common goods, therefore becoming industrialized, to live together in organized manner. So, to my understanding, civilization means that. Well, when Columbus sailed into this massive continent, his home land was already being developed in such a state, but the continent of which he landed was still unexploited by overpopulation. Thus, the native was still, according to our Columbus, uncivilized. In fact, the Aborigines were classified as savages. The continent was vast and sparsely populated, plenty of land to spare for migration, migrating type of life. The native of North America then, America way, were satisfied with their tribal territories. To them, the Aborigines, they were satisfied what the land can provide for their livelihood. Their traditional culture was well established. Now, let us begin to explore their traditional culture. This part will only be a list of topics to be written later. This paper is only to organize the main written Indian version of history. Here it is, to categorize or itemize the facts which I have discovered from our ancestors, our elders, and their elders. First, there is no Cree Indian story that can be traced to tell where our Cree Indian have came from in today's Hudson or James Bay Lowland area, because our ancestors did not develop their own written records or language. The only thing that we can find or still retain today is our Cree legends. Therefore, that's the only form of our nation's prehistorical record and the history of our original people. In studying these legends is a fascinating experience, and it's truly amazing.